In a world filled with spyware, ransomware, phish, and more, we need you to be the hero. In this podcast, Information Protection and Security is bringing new ways to fight back against the dangerous actors looking to do digital and physical harm. We'll give you everything you need to know on a different topic of risk every month. Coming to you from IPS with Love.
Welcome back, everyone. It's a new year, and we have a simple security resolution that will help protect your identity in this new year. I'm Lisa Waddle.
And I'm John Nekrasov. And today we're going to be talking about strong passwords. And passwords are a topic that I feel like we hit all the time, both on this podcast and in all of our IPS educational materials. And I feel like, at least for me, it can probably get kind of tedious hearing the same information over and over again. You might be thinking, like, what's the big deal? So we want to set the scene for why protecting your passwords is so important. We want to talk about some ways you can do that, some ways you can create strong passwords. And also we want to talk about just why it is that you need to protect your passwords, because that's an important part of context that I think can illustrate, you know, it's easy to get lazy with password habits. But we're going to talk about why you should never do that.
Right. You know, I'm glad you used the word tedious, because I'm sure the minute we said passwords, people's eyes started to glaze over. Passwords are very frustrating. And I think, you know, those are the three little words everyone hates to hear. Change your password, right? You never want to hear that. You think, oh my gosh, now this is going to be a big thing. I'm going to have to remember this password, come up with a unique password. But I think if we explain a little bit about why it's so important, we can actually make passwords a little fun, because you can have a little fun with them and think of them as something that's really personal to you.
Right. I mean, I think the simplest way to think about it is that, like, your password is the key to your identity. And when you think about the entire internet, like, we live our lives on the internet. Think about how many accounts that you have set up right now all over the internet, right? Like, my guess is I probably have at least 100 set up across. Like, I may not be using them regularly, but somewhere they have some aspect of my identity locked up with my email and my password. And when you think about how hackers operate, hackers try to target different businesses, and they basically, more than ever, they are targeting passwords to get into those companies. Because if you can get into one person's account, then you can start moving throughout the whole company's infrastructure.
Right. And, you know, it's funny because, I mean, we say it's hacking, but it's really just guessing people's passwords, which, you know, I could do that. I'm not a tech person, but I could probably guess a lot of people's passwords and get into their accounts, right, based on knowing their pets' names or knowing their birthdays or things like that, knowing common phrases, because unfortunately, the most common password is password, right? Lowercase. Crazy to think about, but that's what a lot of people use, or they use their default, right? Admin or something like that. So that makes it super easy for anyone.
Right, and think about how much easier it is to steal someone's password and get in that way versus, like, brute forcing your way through a company systems. So that means that you need to really be careful about the passwords you're creating and actually, like, think twice. And the challenge, I think it all comes back to the fact that, like, in terms of usability, it's impossible for us to remember 100 different passwords. So we're going to talk through the way that you build a password in the first place. But we're also going to talk about some memory aids and places you can store passwords a little bit later that will help you kind of tackle this almost insurmountable project that might feel like at first.
Yeah, you know, and I think the first tip, and I was, as we were researching this, I was really interested to see, well, is it length or is it, you know, kind of uniqueness, unpredictability of what the password is? But I did really find that length is what makes a big, huge difference, right? The number of characters you use, you know, a lot of places ask for 6 or 8 characters in their passwords, but they allow you to use more. And that minimum number is really nothing. Because as you said, brute force, if a hacker is just trying every possible combination, it would take them about 5 minutes to guess an 8-character password. But if you increase that to 11 digits, it would take them 3 years. So it's huge. That's putting a lot more stumbling blocks in their way, and it's just a few more characters in your password. So I've been trying to do 12 characters, 12 you know, words and numbers, uppercase, lowercase symbols, and I feel more secure. I feel like that's giving my padlock kind of an extra an extra lock on it.
And it's important to note that a criminal isn't sitting there on the other side manually guessing your password. Like, they're using a computer system that is running through tons of combinations. So another thing that we talk about a lot is making your passwords not only long but complex. Try not to use just standard dictionary words with a couple numbers at the end. Like, you know, that is some, maybe some uppercase and lowercase letters and numbers and possibly some symbols, but it's not a computer that's running through a list of dictionary words and testing them against your password will crack it pretty fast, right? And so that's why we talk a lot about, you know, varying, throwing in different upper and lowercase letters, you know, sometimes using like an acronym basically for a phrase where each letter stands for like a word.
Right, so the first word in a phrase. So that can be something that's personal to you and makes it easier for you to remember. But I think, you know, when we talk about them being, passwords being random, for them to be really random, it seems like we all need a little help in remembering,
right?
And that does get to the point of not reusing, which I know we've all been, I've been guilty of that before. I have my kind of favorite mixture of, you know, substituting the S with a dollar sign and that kind of thing. But once that gets leaked, and if you look at the number of companies that have had data breaches, right? Healthcare companies, Target, retail, MGM, all of these, chances are one of your passwords is out there on the dark web. And it could be from years ago, because the criminals know that a lot of people don't change their passwords, or they just keep reusing it. So even if it's on a Poshmark account that you opened 5 years ago and have never used, but you're reusing that password on your bank, on anything else, your Amazon account, that's going to get them in, right?
That's exactly right. And that's why we not only recommend, but it's a company rule that you should never reuse your company password for other personal accounts, because it is genuinely that much of a danger to our company and to our information. We do have a solution that I wanted to talk about for this memory issue, because it is hard if you're going to be safe and you're going to use unique passwords for all these accounts. It's hard to remember all of them, especially if they're all 12 plus characters and all complex. And that's why we recommend that you use a password manager of some kind. I use one. Do you use one?
I have just started. That was one of my New Year's resolutions, actually. We had, I work with a nonprofit, and we had an employee leave. So right at the first of the year, I had to change all of our passwords. And this is a very small nonprofit. And we had dozens of accounts that often had the same password on. So I needed to change them all to something unique. So I decided, okay, I'm going to try it using KeePass. That's the password manager I tried out. And I liked it. So I may switch over to the rest of my personal accounts. I haven't done that yet because it seems like a project. But but it was actually remarkably easy, and I felt so good. It took me a while to change all those passwords and to get them all recorded. But, yeah, I felt remarkably better after I did that.
And I would say it's once you get the hang of it, it's relatively simple. It'll generate those long, complex, totally random passwords that are like, you can do one that's, you know, 20 characters long and basically is just randomly generated letters and numbers and symbols. That's like, that's impossible for you to remember, essentially. But it's also almost impossible for a criminal to just brute force their way through that. So we don't have like an official password manager recommendation for you, but I would just recommend that you do your research and look at what works well for you. I use Dashlane personally, and I know 1Password and Bitwarden are also popular ones that people use.
Right. And I think, you know, whenever I tell people about a password manager, I think their concern is, well, then all my passwords are in one place, and what happens if that gets breached? But that really hasn't happened much, right? And I mean, do you feel password managers, they provide so much more security and reduce the risks,
right?
As opposed to them being at risk themselves.
That's right. And I think, I do think, especially just particularly securing your password manager account is super important. So you do need to apply the password principles that we talked about earlier to your password manager account. So make sure you secure that one with a really extra long password that's particularly complex and isn't going to be easily cracked. Because if someone does get into that account, then that's a big problem for you.
Right. So that to me is an easy resolution, right? Mm-hmm. We're not saying stop eating chocolate or, you know, stop other bad habits. This is a really good habit that you can start in 2025. You know, do it for yourself and your family. And imagine that if you just lock down everyone's account. And it would be a really great example, too, if you have any kids, to show them how important passwords are, that they shouldn't just be using their birthday and their favorite pet kind of thing, that this is something to take seriously.
That's exactly right. So please don't use password as your password.
And make sure to keep watching as we bring you more security good habits for the rest of the year.